Okay, welcome everyone to another Tuesday afternoon here in America and Tuesday evening in Scotland, Ireland, and elsewhere in the EU where this is being broadcast. And I also want to thank PSN Radio, Angel Espino down in Florida for his streams. I've been on his radio station about 6 years. Been on People's Internet Radio about 7 years now. 7 years and a month. Anyways, I want to... I'm going to let her explain a little bit about her life, but I want to welcome Penny Shepherd to the show. She's a MK Ultra survivor, and I'm just going to let her explain a little bit about her life first. Welcome to the show, Penny.
Thanks. Basically, I was born into MK Ultra. I was tortured and erased for a large, substantial portion of my life. In March of 2016, I left my husband. I started researching. I found out that my family, I didn't even know I was MKUltra. I found out that my family is Joseph Mengele. I started asking questions as to why my agent, who I later found out was my brother, why he looked like Joseph Mengele, why I look like Irene Schoenbein, who married Joseph Mengele, and they had a son named Rolf.
Originally, you're a singer, right?
Yes. Okay. And I asked why my brother David, who was murdered after he wrote a book called The Whistleblower, he wrote a couple of books. And then I went out to see him in Oregon. He had asked me how to write a screenplay because I'm a writer. I've been writing since I was in sixth grade. I wrote a little children's book in sixth grade, which they took from me. And then they erased me again in another MK Ultra school. So they murdered David. But when I went out to go see him in Oregon, he said, look, look. There's Black Hawk helicopters out there. They're following me everywhere I go. And I said, don't be paranoid, Dave. They follow everyone, because I thought they did. Anyway, David got separated from his wife, ultimately divorced. The book that he had written was shelved. He filed it with the copyright office. He did write the screenplay in the 90s. And I had one copy of the screenplay, which was taken from me by another individual who knew my agents, knew John and knew Darrell, who Darrell was Albert Speer's son. And I lived with Darrell for 5 years, engaged to him. And so he took the last copy of my brother's book, which was in screenplay form. So I have no proof. And I'm constantly asked, can you prove these allegations that you're putting forth? And my stance is thus, since I was erased so many times because the project that I was in was called Project Genesis. Subproject is Eve, which is a cloning project. And they've taken all of everything that I've ever had throughout my life to basically erase any evidence that I even exist. I mean, I do have a social security number, but I have no pictures of my family. I have no pictures of my husband's. I have, every time I left, they took everything. So
they, as in your husband?
Yes. Everything was taken from me throughout my life. So my first handler, Darrell, took everything I had. So I had no photos, to legitimize my claims as to what happened to me or even who they are, because their identities are hidden as well. Through paperclip, they assured that the scientists, and it wasn't just scientists, that came over to the United States were well cloaked in alter identities, so they couldn't be discovered as to who they were and as to the events that they were contriving for the Fourth Reich, because the Third Reich never ended.
No, it never did. There were so many top Nazi officials that escaped and went to Argentina and probably the Antarctic and who knows where else. A lot of them actually got sent over here to America and Britain and other countries for their science knowledge.
Yeah, it wasn't just for science knowledge, though. The governments were working concurrently with one another, and the POW internment camps that they had, there are tunnels underneath them. So it's my proposition that they utilized these POW camps, which were internment camps in America, to infiltrate the covert factions that were working for their cause. And they would bring them into America And then I believe that they were killing Americans and assuming their identities so that they could live out their lives and have children under new identities that were from actual American citizens.
Sure, sure. Probably so. What did your family have to do with all of this?
My family are, they've always been agents and spies. They've always been Illuminati. We're all from the 13 Illuminati bloodline. So when people say, I don't want to be from there, well, too bad. You know, you are. But there are good factions within the bad factions. So there are those that are chosen at birth to carry on the lineage.
How is it that everyone is from these 13 bloodlines?
Because those are the bloodlines that make up planet Earth. So you have blood in your veins. Your bloodline came
where
from
these,
somewhere.
I mean, I guess, where do these original bloodlines come from?
Are they terrestrial?
Well, that's what some think, yes. That they're not.
Right. But I can't actually tell you for certain because I know that I was at Area 51. I know that I was at Langley. I know I was caged. I was experimented on. The NSA declared me enemy of the state after I saw a clone of my brother John, which they had given me coordinates on my phone to go to when I was in Illinois. I went there. I waited all day long. My sister-in-law, who's now conveniently dead, called me because she knew what was going to happen. She said, "What are you seeing?" I said, "It's John, but it's not. The individual is younger than he is. He's married. He's talking to his wife. He doesn't know me. I can't approach." She said, "No, you can't." But they wanted to verify that I, in fact, saw that that was a clone of John. Now, John has a huge entertainment firm, which I won't say the name of. But he represents huge Illuminati stars like Madonna, Lady Gaga, Katy Perry, Kanye West, Beyonce, Jay-Z. And then we go into some of the comedians like Jay Leno, who's a talk show host, because all the talk show hosts are MK Ultra handlers as well. David Spade, Steve Martin. He has a plethora of Illuminatus that he had on his website. But when I started publishing them on my blog, which my blog is my name, Shepard, Shepard, and then the word entertainment.blogspot.com, I have 24 chapters, which basically elucidate my climb back into who I was because I'd been erased. So I have a procedure in which I speak with MK Ultras all over the world, targeted individuals and super soldiers and military that want to be availed of what happened to them. They're like, "Hey, I'm missing some time. I'd like to recover that time." So all I do is just simply explain how I recovered my memories through research. And it's a procedure that they need to do themselves. So that was one reason why I started the blog, was to start getting memories back that were erased. When I left my husband, they had chemically given me a lobotomy. I had a team of doctors drugging me, and I finally got off all the drugs that they gave me, and then I fled. And I went to my brother's in Illinois, who my brother is NSA, and he works with John. He's in some capacity John's brother as well. So he found out in early age, you know, who our family actually was. But I didn't. So I was kept under MK Ultra virtually 58 years. I was born in 1958, August 11th, 1958. And I left, and at 58, I started discovering who my actual family was. I started researching. And then after I saw the clone in the Starbucks, the following day, I was electronically triggered on my phone, and I was led to a hospital. I was told by that same sister-in-law that I could go and see my niece. So I go over to my niece's house, but she's not there. But now I'm full on MK Ultra compliant, and I will follow orders. I will follow suggestive orders. And she tells me to go see my niece over at the train station. I get there. She's not there. Then she says, "Oh, she's over here." So she's outside of a hospital. And then she coerces me to go into the hospital. By now I'm full on MK Ultra. I go in, they take my glasses, they take my clothing, and they ask me to sign a piece of paper, and I am locked away in a crazy house for a year.
Who asked you to sign a piece of paper? Just
the doctors in there.
Oh, okay.
They took my clothing. I was checked in by the characters in my book. Okay. I started writing a book because I didn't think I was so interesting. So I started writing a book called Bradford and Valentine. My characters are Brad Bradford and Thaddeus Jones. They're both FBI agents. They've known each other since childhood. And then Laura Valentine is me. I'm a DEA agent, and I have a white shepherd named Cooper that wears a vest because he doesn't want to get shot. I separated myself into three characters. Laura Valentine, who sees demons because she works with them. Faith Valentine, who is a war reporter like I am. And Chance Valentine, who's a singer. So all three of those characters incorporated characteristics of myself. So I get checked into the hospital by Brad, Dr. Brad, and Nurse Laura.
Yeah.
I can't freaking make this up. And then they take my glasses, they take my clothes. Now, if I was crazy, I would have run the H out of there, right? Naked.
Yeah.
I'm not. So they run out naked.
Do they give people alter egos?
Well, those are called alters, but basically, like Fritz Springmeier wrote, there's the core personality, which is you.
Fritz Springmeier. Okay.
I don't have dissociative identity disorder. I don't have any of those symptomologies. I do know that they utilized me from childhood. So they gave me hypnotic suggestions. Plus they put technology in me. They put voice to skull in there. Now I don't hear voices in my head. I've prayed ever since I was a child. I prayed to a God whom I refer to as Jesus is the son of, and I've rebuked these demonic entities utilizing that name and that name alone. And, in my search for the truth, I was being guided by some force. And I would like to say that those are the actual galactic, bodies, which actually watch over, planet Earth. And they're a council because this world is run with military precision. Everything is an acronym. Every single military organization has its own set of acronyms. So acronym from one thing to another is not the same acronym. I'm also a cipherist. So they endowed me with some skill sets in order to achieve, their espionage exploits.
Do you get, actually, I want to tell you a little story. We have another host on our network that says a lot of the same things. There's a galactic council out there. She gets downloads from these aliens out in our galaxy or in our system.
It's one way say, you know, aliens. Maybe we're all from that race, so then therefore they wouldn't be alien to us anymore.
Right.
But what I was told when I was trying to, because I was biblically indoctrinated, okay? They utilized the Bible to indoctrinate you and to code you and to get you to perform and to stay in compliance.
Uh-huh.
So at one point when I found out all the pastors were Freemasons and Satanists, and Illuminatus, I went to, I was married at David Jeremiah's church, Shadow Mountain. It's for the shadow government. And then I look when I'm locked up, I look and I research David and I see I got baptized under a stained glass Illuminati eye, an upside down, cross in the ninth circle of hell. Sweet. Okay. Thanks, Dave.
Right.
And I remember when I got baptized, I was all happy, right? And I go down to the stage to say hi to Dave and his eyes are black. And I'm like, ooh, not today. Dave's having a bad day. Right. So, but then in 2018, I researched and I find this. And then I find a whole list of the Freemason Satanist pastors, which they're utilizing religion. All religions are false. They're utilizing religion as a Draco control system. So I had asked, how are these sneaky pastors getting away with using the name of Jesus? You know, and who is God? Right.
And I'm praying
forever. Are you?
You're talking about the.
This is what I was told.
You're talking about the Draconians.
Yeah. So I said, "What? Who is God?" So they said, "Well, everything's an acronym, Penny. Everything's run with a hierarchy and military precision." And because I died a bunch of times, so I talked to these people and they sent me back and I was like, "No, I'm done with that stanky planet." You know, I don't want to go back there, and I must have made a deal. I don't know. But so I say, who are you guys? And they say, well, we're the government. We're God. We're the government of defense. And I'm like, really? Huh. So I say, does Jesus work for you guys?
Government of
defense.
They
say yes. They say yes. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, cool. Because I love that guy. You know, I love everything he stands for. So already. They said, but Jesus is also an acronym. And I'm like, really? And they go, yes. And I said, what does it mean? And they say, it means justice eternally serves us. I was like, sweet. Okay. I like that. I'm on board. I'm going to get me a little heart that says I work for the DOD.
That's pretty. Yeah. So, okay.
And then I say, so how are they doing it? And this is where the answer came. They said, well, their God, right? Because everyone has a God. Their God is a government of Draco or of evil, devil, right? The D means of the evil ones. So it's not just like one species.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay. Okay. So I say, so how are they doing the Jesus thing? And they say, well, they deny that there is a Satan because they are the Satans. They're the species of Satan, Draco reptilians. They're
Draconians.
Like, hey, there's no Satan.
Draconians,
you know, we don't
yeah.
worship Satan because they worship themselves.
Right.
So, and they have, there is no sense of, they have no morality. They are
right.
immoral.
They are the ones in control. So, that's for sure.
Yes. So they say their Jesus is, or they said Jesus stands for justice, righteousness, and truth. But their Jesus that they're selling, the fake Jesus they're selling, is it's just us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, all right. Okay.
actually, the Masons do worship Lucifer. The Lucifer is supposed to be the god of earth.
Right. So on one hand, you have the Satanists that deny that there is a Satan, right? Which is the secret that they say in the Bible that Satan denies that there is a Satan, right? Clever, because he's the father of lies. But it's not just one individual. It's not just Lucifer. You know, I love Lucy. I love Lucifer. It's not just that. By the way, did you know that Lucille Ball lived in Corona?
Corona, California? No, I didn't.
Yeah.
I
found out the other.
Yeah. I was just thinking, though, oh, I had a thought. But go ahead, continue. I'll think of it again. I know I will.
Well, take notes while I'm talking.
Hey, well, yeah. You go pretty quick, so that's kind of hard.
It's, you know, I don't want to do a flyby because I'm blonde, right? So we're not allowed to do the flybys. But I do anyway. Okay, you know, I fly. And sometimes I go the speed of light, you know. But you would not have known this person that went out to see my brother.
I know what
I had to learn to walk and talk all over again.
I know what it was, Penny.
I was going to fall down the stairs.
Yeah, I know what it was, Penny. In the Bible, it has several passages that say, we have made man in our image, the God's image, with an S on the end for plural. It doesn't say, in my image.
Yeah.
It says in our image because there are several.
Yeah, because what they did was they came in and they messed with their DNA.
They seeded the earth.
They can't do that.
I believe they seeded the earth, yes. Quite a few species. That's why we have so many races.
Yes. Now, I was married the first time. I actually was married at 3. John let me know that when he took all the emails off of my server in Branson. I was like, who can do that?
At the age of 3.
Yes.
So you were basically raped at the age of 3?
Yes, I married my brother.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah, that's nice.
Right? Yeah. I also slept with my agent, who is my brother. Nice, right? Uh-huh. And then I find out from my first husband, Steve Zenos. Okay, his name means stranger. The little girl in Stranger Things is me. Okay? I was Mrs. Stranger. You know, Ellen Atkin talked to me once. She's going around telling people she's 11 from Stranger Things. I texted her on the phone and said, you know what? The truth will set you free. It'll piss you off. But you're not telling the truth, girl. And it's going to come back and hit you in the A. It's going to come back and hit you because you're lying to people. And you're telling people that you're 11. Just like Preston Nichols. They were telling everybody that Preston Nichols was 11. I'm like, no. Fat Boy Nichols was not 11. Okay.
I don't even.
Sure.
I'm not sure who that is.
Okay, Preston Nichols and Pete Moon, who I talked to Pete, and Pete said, you have to prove that you're 11 from Stranger Things. And I said, Pete, I don't have to prove a dang thing, okay? I don't have to prove nothing. I'm just going to write who I am because this is my life. So you can go and you can say, you know, anything that you want, but this is my life, Pete. It has, you know, has nothing to do with you, unless, of course, you were one of my perpetrators. And then he says he ghost wrote Project Montauk. He ghost wrote it for Preston Nichols. Preston Nichols also was an electrician, which I was asked to do a show, Ground Zero. And then I researched those guys because they start telling me that Preston Nichols is 11 and the hairs on the back of my neck stand up when people lie to me. And then he brings Pete Moon in, which that's a bone of contention. Okay. So I say to Pete, I look and he says Pete says he doesn't know anything about MK Ultra. Really? Cause I'm going to say you're a catastrophic liar, Pete, because you wrote 15 books about time travel and there's no way on this planet that you could have ever written one book about time travel and not know what MK Ultra is.
Penny,
because they're synonymous with one another, dude.
Penny.
And I was at Montauk.
Do you know what the history of MK Ultra is? Who started it? Where? I think it was the Nazis that started it, though, wasn't it?
Actually, it goes all the way back to the beginning of time when man enslaved man. It goes back to Egyptians. So the Nazis just coined another twist on an old regime.
You'll have to explain that a little bit more.
They continued the implementation of what had already been going on planet Earth. And so the Nazis get the credit, you know, for doing it. Although they are the most recent and most prevalent egregious perpetrators against mankind for the enslavement of humanity that exists right now. So, and the Nazi whole thing about the Nazis, because I don't know who John is, right? And I go back to him because I was given to him at 3. He was my agent in the 90s. So then in 2016, when I leave my husband, they send me this other guy who's an orchestra leader, and he asked me to represent him as his agent and his manager. So I say, all right, well, I've always had a second, like, umbrella company. That this isn't even DBA'd. It's just a name, right? I didn't even DBA it. I ask God, what should I call my company? And they say, hey, call it Shepherd Entertainment Endeavors. I'm like, you know, I like that. The acronym is C, right? And then I find out the actual implications of C. When I go back to Durrell's in Arizona, they made me homeless for a while. I start researching John further. And I find out that he brokered a deal for the Crystal Cathedral, which goes to the Vatican, which is the Holy See. And I start shaking and I say, holy shiite. Did I literally sleep with Satan?
Right? Uh-huh.
Because like, I slept with him like a bunch. All right. And he's hairy all over, which is disgusting. Just saying.
Well, that's too much information.
Yeah. You know, I have no, you know, I have to tell the truth. So that's my prerogative.
Yeah. But
then I go, when I go back and I find out, I ask my husband, Steve Zenos, right? Stranger, Mrs. Stranger. I left him. I divorced him. So I became the ex Mrs. X. And that was my moniker, X11. That was one of my agent names because they used me as an asset agent for the deep state. I say, Steve, John's my brother. I say, look, hey, no repercussions. He won't talk to me. You know, the little dots when you're you know, on the phone, you see the little dots, you're like, okay, they're typing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the little dots showed up, they disappeared. They showed up, they disappeared. I'm like, Steve, seriously, I was married to you for 4 years. No repercussions, okay? I just want to talk to you. So then I get him on the phone and I say, John's my brother. He says, yes, Benny, he is, like Mr. Spock, right? And I'm like,
yeah.
What the hell is wrong with you people? I slept with him when he was my agent. I fell in love with him. He says, well, you didn't know, Penny. Like, you know, hey, boo-boo, we just stole the picnic basket. And I'm like, really? And I was just like, he says, you sound upset. I'm like, I can't repeat what I said, but it was a long string of explicatives. Okay. In regards to the information I just garnered. And then a month later, Steve mysteriously dies of a heart attack. Right?
Steve's your husband.
X.
X. Okay.
I'm the X Mrs. X. That's Mrs. X.
Okay.
I'm going to write a book about it. I was going to write a book about the ex-Mrs. X because I believe that his father killed his mother. And they were all agents. So Xenos means stranger, but there's a procedure. It's called xenotransplantation. The X-Files, in the very first episode, you get like 20 minutes into it, and it explains how they got the name of the X-Files. The X-Files are also the MKUltra files, by the way. The X-Files started on a wiggy case of xenotransplantation. They filed it under X in the file cabinet, ants. X-Files, okay? And I remember asking my second husband, why does Gillian Anderson look like me? And why do you look like David Duchovny?
Uh-huh.
Right? Zip it. Nothing. Nada. Nothing.
Right.
Nothing perfect. And then later on, I realized that I am the X-Files. I'm Mrs. X. Xenotransplantation is a transplantation of genetic materials from one species to another. That was the other question I had for him. What the H, Steve? Who are you?
Uh-huh.
Right? And then I find out that his dad was mafia. And also, everyone knew John's family. And they were geneticists as well. They were CIA. They were teachers. And then they became experts in NLP. They became MFCCs in Santa Ana off of 17th Street. They had a company called Human Resources. I was the human resource. The human resources were sex, slavery, drugs. Then I find out this is one guy that was my keyboard player. His last name was Arellano. And the Arellanos are a cartel in Mexico. And he was a drug dealer. And he was my keyboard player. He was blind. He worked in a band called the Ides of March, which I tried to contact lately, but they weren't too. Nobody contacted me back. And they became on the writer, lead singer of Ides of March, formed Survivor and wrote Eye of the Tiger.
Okay.
So every time I hear the song, it's like, it creeps me out, you know? And so David was my keyboard player. And I find out that when I research him, he was on La Familia Records, right? Of course he was. You know, La Familia is another AKA for the mafia.
Well, that's called the family, yes.
Right. Or for MA. And when I started working, I worked as a singer, as an actress, basically under the screen. So I didn't have screen time, but I ran my own bands my entire life. And they took all of my studios. They took all of my PR. They took the songs that I wrote. They took, anything that I would have to prove who I was. There were some things that I uploaded to the internet, but no songs or anything are there. All that stuff is gone. Just like my brother's book. My brother's book is on the copyright office, but in order to get a copy of it now, because they stole my last copy, I would have to sue the copyright office. And they disabled me because they erased my memory over and over and over again. And
how does that happen?
So I don't. How does it happen? Many yes. different methods. Electroshock. Voice to skull, where they literally erase you like a hard drive. I don't hear voices in my head. My brother David said that that God was talking to him, you know, and God was telling him stuff to do. So he found out he was a water reclamation expert in the army. And he worked for Hyperion Water District. He found out that there was a global conspiracy, which he had paper on, files and files. He was a shop steward. When he found out, he started caring. And he told me that they were going to, that the plans that he saw were for acquisition of all of the waters, and they were poisoning the water supplies that ran through the LA Basin in California.
Yes. And now that's been revealed that's happening.
Right.
My brother
had the files.
Did he?
Yes. He was a shop steward there. So then he left, and he said that they had, the CIA said that my brother was schizophrenic, schizoaffective, and he wasn't. And then when they locked me up, I said, hey, what'd the CIA say I have? And John kept sending me Johns. And the John guy there said, well, they said you're schizoaffective. I said, really? What does that even mean?
He said, well, that's
schizoaffective, you're delusional. I said, really? Because you've known me for 6 months. Have I ever once impressed upon you that I am out of touch with reality? He said, no. And I'm not on any drugs.
That's just their,
methodology, so that if I were to go into a court of law, they would negate my testimony because I'm not a credible witness.
Right, right.
It's schizophrenic, right? And these are the MK Ultra doctors that drug you, that take people and that take them off the street. That the protocol is you make the person homeless to invalidate their stature within the working populace. And then you take away their funding, so they have no way to support themselves. And then you throw them in jail. You frame them. They frame my brother, threw him in jail. He got raped in jail in Georgia. And I'm like 100% certain that Gina Haspel's waterboarded me in the 70s because Durrell's secretary, one of his assistants, was her name was Gina. And Gina was my brother David's age. And she goes to the University of Kentucky, which is an hour away from where my brother was at the University of Louisville. We were followed from the moment that we were born. We were followed every second of every day. So while we're thinking, hey, we have alone time, we're not. We're followed. We're bugged in our homes and in public arenas. We're followed wherever we go. And this has not stopped. This will not stop until they finally find a way to assassinate me. But they killed me once already. They killed me in San Diego. They utilized a suicide protocol, which the last thing I remember talking about was Marilyn Monroe, who I now find out is related to me. My grandmother's name was Mildred Lucille Baker,
okay,
Darlington.
Sure.
And then my mother's name was Mildred Lucille Darlington. And the little girl in Stranger Things, her name is Millie. That was my mother's name. The character's name
Stranger
is
Things.
I was raised in Ives Estates, North Miami Beach. I lived off of Ivesbury Road, and I went to Mady Ives Elementary. Jane Ives, as in Jane Doe Ives. They call her 11. I was born Penny L. Fortner.
A Stranger Things,
that
a movie?
Last name is not my name.
A Stranger Things, a movie?
It's a series on Netflix, on Satanic Netflix.
Oh, I don't have Netflix. I guess that's why, yeah, I've never heard of it.
What I do these days, I don't have a television. I do utilize, because I know that movies are strategized military intel. And so I try to help MK Ultras and targeted individuals to tell them how I found out who I was, because they make movies about all of us. And the X-Files told us in the 90s, they said, FEMA is not your friend. Who is not your friend? There is an alien faction that is running Earth. But everyone said, hey, it's sci-fi. Really? Because I was married to the actual Mulder. My husband's last name was Van Hooser, which I didn't take that last name. And it means, David Duchovny's last name means priest. And you take the Van off of Hooser, and the Van is a title, like Vaughn in Dutch indicates royalty. So you take the Van off of Hooser, and Hooser is one that's a cleric. Like a priest. And he was 6 years older than David Duchovny. And then I find out that John's also Mr. Red Shoes. And I find out that when I'm talking to him, when I'm in Branson, he says everybody knows everything. And I think his seven brothers know that I slept with him.
What do you mean? You just said the Red Shoes.
I don't know what he's talking about when he says that, because he's psychotic. Okay.
You just mentioned the Red Shoes or something like that.
Right. So,
well, the way
everybody knows everything means that the Pentagon knows who I am, that the generals know who I am, that Podesta, Mr. Red Shoes, know who I am.
Well, they're supposed to be.
Also, Mr. Red Shoes, because John puts me in a band, which I've written about this, called Mr. Red Shoes.
There's the Red Shoes.
Dads in Poway. Penny. The Red Shoes are human skin.
Yes. The Red Shoes are human skin. The Red Shoes ritual, Club.
Satanic ritual abuse.
Infants. Infants and children. Yeah.
So I find out that John's behind every single thing that I've ever done. Behind every band. Behind every liaison. So he puts me in this band, Mr. Red Shoes. I perform at Dad's in Poway. And then I research Dad's in Poway, which it used to be Kaminsky's. I think it is, again, it was owned by Stan Kaminsky, who died in 2018. Kaminsky's brigade was a Hitler brigade, and Stan looked a whole lot like the Kaminsky that ran the Hitler brigade, because these people infiltrated into California. So he has me there, which is a satanic sacrifice, on February 2nd, 2002. I'm there February 1st and February 2nd, because when you play from 9 o'clock in the evening until the following day, until 1:45.
Well, do you know there's a Kaminsky in the Chicago area? He was the owner of the White Sox, the original owner. His name was Kaminsky. They named the park after him, Kaminsky Park.
Right.
Chicago.
So all the Kaminskys are related, right? Genealogically related. And I had these discussions with people like there. Oh, it's spelled with an E. No. I study the genesis of names. So Salas, S-A-L-L-A-S, is S-A-L-A-S. Okay. Same name. And it's short for Salazar, which Salazar was a Sinaloa cartel. When you start doing these things, the answers come more expediently. It's laborious at first, but then when you understand it, you understand the genesis of names like John Sten, John Sun, John Sen. They're all sons of the clan of John.
Uh-huh. Right.
Okay. All the Macs, Mac and T, MacDonald, Mac, Boy, McCoy, they're all from the clan of the Mac. Okay?
Yes, yes. It makes sense.
So, right. So that's the Irish side of it. So then when you go to discover about what are the Draconians? Where did they come from? Because we're told that they actually come from maybe Saturn, from a different planetary realm. If you look at planets as planets, right, or planes of ETs, or planes of time, like plane of time, that's what the T is, T equals time, realms. So it depends upon how you're building your layer of hierarchy as you build from a base bottom, a baseline bottom, which you were told these things were true, and then you realize that everything you've been taught is a lie. And now you have to rebuild upon your own research. So what my web is about and my blog are about is this is my story. So I don't need to prove anything. I'm not asking anybody to even believe. I know the truth. Okay. But my focal point is to get information out there. And as I research, I find out more about the events that were erased from me. And I'd like to achieve total recall because I lived this life. So I tell people if I can get you to research your own family, because these factions are in every single family. There's not one on the planet Earth that doesn't have these factions infiltrated into their family. So I encourage people to research their family names, their genesis of how the names came about, all of the families that bred into your family. You know, if somebody marries into your family, they are now in your family lineage.
That's interesting.
Of the name. They don't have to have children. They've now joined within your family on paper. And those are just the ones on paper. That's not including, did grandma sleep with the librarian down the street?
Yeah. That's interesting, okay. Penny, because I had a cousin a few years back that did one of those ancestry deals. And supposedly, my family is related to Abraham Lincoln somehow. And in some way. I don't remember I don't remember how it was, but supposedly we're related to his daughter or something like that, or daughter married into the family, or I don't remember.
I know some of my brother, under my brother has a different name than I, but under some of his family lineage, they actually knew John Wilkes Booth, which makes sense, right?
Yeah, well, he was a high-ranking Mason,
right? And they got offed for it. He did what they told him to do, and then they're like, "Hey, sorry, we're gonna have to kill you now."
Oh, no, he never got killed,
right?
They
or
faked
he just disappeared.
They faked his death.
Probably they fake everything, you know. But they well, know this: they do not hesitate to kill their own.
Sure,
that's what they're all about.
Sure,
you will do the bidding of Satan. The Draco Reptilian, and he will turn around and eat you for lunch, literally. I mean, when I was in Palm Desert, I was doing background for Saved by the Bell, Saved by the Nazi Bell, and the Vatican was following me around. And I guess every time I was like going to be on set for something that was involving Satan, I always wore red. And this guy came up to me, and I knew he was following me, and it was at the Palm Desert JW Marriott, and they had the set all set up for the wedding, for Jesse gets married or whatever. Jesse's dad gets married. And they came up to me and they said, we would like you to go to Rome. I'm like, really? he opens his briefcase. He fiddles with the briefcase. He doesn't open it. He fiddles with the briefcase. He says, taps on it. I have $3,000 in the briefcase. We'd like you to go to Rome. And I'm like, do I know anybody in Rome? Because, it's Saturday and I have to gig tonight. And then I have one day off and then I'm gigging on Monday. So I'm thinking, no. I don't think I can fly out there and fly back in time for the gig on Monday, and then I'm in my head. I've got like my head's going off like a gun. Bing, 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 bing. Right. I'm thinking, do I know anybody in Rome? Why would they ask me to go to Rome? Do I even have a passport? How am I going to get there? If I get there, I should have said, does the $3,000 include airfare and hotel room and food afterwards? Cause, I'm making almost that now. So I declined.
Right.
I know for sure that was the Vatican, man. And in retrospect, I think with all of the funding that they have, they could have said, hey, we have $300,000 in the briefcase. Benny, would you like to go to Rome?
Right. Right.
I might have said, I might have taken a longer pause. Maybe.
Was this guy German that told you this? Or
no, this was Italian.
He was Italian. Okay.
Right. He dressed kind of priesty-like. And I'm like, I don't think so. But, thanks for the offer. Appreciate it. I'm going to kindly decline. And then later on, I'm thinking, years later, these events start coming back to me. Because at the time, you're just like, it's unusual, but you don't actually reflect on the events that happened until now when you're deeply embroiled in research. Because I kept asking, why was I at Dad's the night that Daniel Van Damme was kidnapped and the feds came and queried me the following day?
Who's that?
Daniel Van Damme was her parents, Brenda Van Damme. They called them swingers, but they weren't. They were child traffickers. And they were Satanists. And they lived in Sabre Springs. And so the venue that I played at, which was Kaminsky's, it was a satanic venue where some woman asked me to solve a murder of her friend, which I did. And she said that she was stabbed 32 times and she was found at that parking lot across the way. And I said, well, there's something weird about that land. It's like Indian land or something. She said, oh, my God, it used to be called the Totem Pole.
Okay.
So it's had many names over the years. So it's a satanic venue where they, just like in L.A., where Johnny Depp sacrificed River Phoenix on October 31st, who's given to him by Joaquin. And then Joaquin, everyone.
He was given to him by his brother?
Yeah.
Why did he do
Joaquin
that for?
Joaquin was there. Joaquin's birthday for fame. They were in the Children of God cult.
He was already going to have fame.
He's probably jealous. No, Joaquin did not. Joaquin was a little peanut on the fart of life.
Yeah.
After his brother was killed, he started getting better films.
Interesting.
It's a satanic. It's like, Ricky Gervais comes out. For about all of a day, I was like, whoa, Ricky. And then I researched Ricky, and I'm like, dang.
Yeah.
Ricky's, what that was it was Illuminati rite of humiliation.
Well, he was bringing it out. It wasn't really humiliation, was it?
It was also humiliation. It was, it's a rite that they do, and then everybody that's humiliated or mentioned gets elevated another notch.
Well,
another
satanic notch. I don't actually believe that any of these people are dying of anything. No. I don't even actually believe that they're committing suicide or anything. I think they're just getting out of society.
I agree.
Society is going to collapse.
One of those posts that are saying this long list executed at Gitmo, I'm like, I just want to find that person and say, stop it.
Yeah.
Wake up. Seriously. Hanks is still walking around. I shouted out Hanks. Hanks is Opus Dei.
He hasn't.
And he knows who I am.
He hasn't done anything.
I told him to F off.
He hasn't done anything. He hasn't done anything on his Twitter in 2 months, though. So I'm not sure what's going on there.
Nice. Yet.
Huh?
Nice, because nice. I basically told him to F off. Uh-huh. And they sent somebody out here to confirm that they knew him. And I said, go back and tell him that Penny said, to John, my brother, I will be angry for eternity and tell Hanks to F off. And, you know, and the guy said he knew the three people. One was, Alex Jones, who's out here in, Austin. And my hand showed up from when I, 40 years ago, somebody's helping me because they sent me this picture and I was like, that's my hand in a yellow dress. When Disney sex traffics people, it wrote it up in the New York Times. This is why I say, I don't need to prove anything. I'm just going to tell you what I know and you decide, you know, whether it's true, because there are elements. The CIA wants to make sure that, you cannot prove anything. They leave their motto is we leave no footprint. They leave footprints, but they're yours at the crime scene with your fingerprints on the gun.
Correct.
After they MK Ultra into shooting somebody. Okay. So, you know, anybody that comes at me is so ignorant. Hey, prove this, prove that. I don't need to prove anything. You know, I'm just writing about my life as I've uncovered these covert events that I was made participant in. I remember Bob, my drummer, saying at the venue where they filmed the Stepper Wives that I was a stepper wife. I was like, really? You're going to say that here? And then a guy comes in and threatens to shoot us all, says he's coming back with a gun. I say, I think it's time to leave the gig because there's no place to hide. And the only place is underneath the piano. And, you know, that's not a hiding place. They'll shoot up the piano. And seriously, they just go really big, you know. I mean, this has been like my life. And then when I go back and I look at the events, I can see how I was given from one person. I'm given to Durrell at 17. And Durrell says, I say, my mom wouldn't let me date anybody. My mom was a high Illuminati witch. She read from the Book of the Dead, just like in John Dies Again, when the beginning of it, John dies in the end. In the beginning of it, he talks about his mom was an Illuminati witch and she was on welfare and she spent all of her money on black candles. I'm like, wow, that's my mom. And it's a whole cultist organization that's infiltrated within the CFR, according to Shipp, Kevin Shipp, who was CIA. The CFR is basically the controlling unit of the world. Okay, so he says the CFR created the Mockingbird Media through the Grahams, I believe it was. And the CFR created the CIA, which we're told that it was actually a continuation of the OSS from Germany. But what Kevin says makes absolute sense. He even diagrams it, and I've taken his PowerPoints and put them in one of my presentations. I think it was the chapter on Ground Zero. It's somewhere between like chapter 20 and 24 with all Kevin's information. I had talked to the creator of Out of Shadows for a little bit, just one conversation. Actually, I texted him a couple other things, but he hasn't responded to me. Maybe that's the end of that. But, I told him who I was and I told him about Hollywood because he said he was I'm suspicious of everyone. I trust no one. And he said that he was a stuntman for David Duchovny. And I was like, you know, really? Right. Cause I was like, that made me angry, you know, because I'm pissed at Duchovny, which he's just a slime ball. Californication, really? That's what they are, you know, and he comes out with wasn't he in the Red Shoe Diaries too?
I don't really know.
Okay. Well,
was that a show or a movie?
Basically, they symbolize the satanic ritual abuse. Okay. John, I find out this last year because I had a PI send me some info on him, do a report on him. He has a shoe company, a designer shoe company.
The company
so
does?
I know he's wearing my brother David as shoes. I never got David's body back after they sent an MS-13 to murder him.
Yeah.
So I know what that's about. And then when I was at Durrell's, he had these shoes in these like little flannel zippy thingies, little soft, like every shoe had its own little flannel thing. And I was like, that's weird. And he said, I've had these shoes for 30 years. I'm like, really, Durrell? Because I don't even have the same underwear I had 6 months ago. You know, I don't have anything because y'all took everything from
me. Yeah, but they just don't get rid of those Those shoes right there, those are special shoes for them.
Yes, they're trophies of their victims.
Yep.
And I said, when I went back to him, because I was made homeless again, and I go back, I've been homeless, living in my truck, researching, right? I'm on disability, so I save my money for gas and for bagels, you know, eat a bagel a day and go to Starbucks at that time. I knew it was satanic, but, you know, screw it. I needed the Wi-Fi, all right? So you get a cup of coffee there, and you can drink coffee all day long. It's always good. And I'm housed inside.
You can. You can get a regular coffee. You can't get one of their fancy coffees and drink it all day long, right?
You can get a regular coffee, and then they just refill it all day.
I see. Yeah.
And then I'd order, you know, a bagel or something to eat, and then I would write all day and use the Wi-Fi and research. And then they knew where I was every second of every day. I had a handler who was pretty evil. And my friend who was here, who was recently murdered, he knew this handler. He knew him personally. He said he almost killed him. I said, you know what, Chet? Tell you what, when you die, will me your car, and I will drive back to Illinois and find him and run him over with your car. You know, it's justice. But I'm not a violent person. I don't want to attack anyone. I don't. You know, Chet died in a hail of bullets on this property. And they shot at my sister. She looks like me. She sounds like me. We know that we're sisters in some capacity. We refer to one another as sisters. We're trying to find a DNA link. So we're working on that. But we call each other. That's my sister. And she and her son were attacked by a faction, which I believe is a cartel. And this city that I'm in is basically run by cartel. And it was even in the paper by the predecessor of the current sheriff that this is a bastion of cartel and drug use within this region.
Uh-huh.
And Chet served in U.S. Air Force, 20-year sniper. He was a police security force. His father was a police officer. His last name was Swift. And where I am now is called Camp Swift. We believe that he is actually related to that Swift family. Also, he told me that he was related to Taylor, that he met her. Now he's like a fifth cousin or something like that. But all the Swifts are related.
Sure.
And he says that he's related to Taylor, and she's a good girl. And I'm like, no, Chet.
No, she's
not. And he's like, because I tell him there was an agent out here. Her name was Agent 13. I talked to her for a little bit. She said that she had gone. Her mom was in the FBI, and she'd gone, I forget how it transpired. I wrote what the story was, but her mom was FBI, and the daughter was told to go to Dubai to get the cure for the black goo, which is real. And she finds a CD where they're shocking this person, like, to death.
Uh-huh.
So she ends up, and that happened to me. I get shocked a lot. And then when I found out who I was, that was shocking.
Yeah. Well, Penny, the hour's almost up. You want to take a couple minutes and plug whatever you'd like to plug?
The only thing I would like to plug is Bruce. I would like to encourage people to research on their own. This is my journey in regards to me reacquiring the memories that were erased out of me under MK Ultra when I was tortured and shocked and sex trafficked to the White House and utilized as a covert agent asset for the deep state CIA, my family, which are Mengeles, as in Joseph. And I'm not just saying he visited once in a while. I'm saying this was I was raised by a family that they changed a couple of letters around, and they are the Mengeles. So I would encourage everyone to, if you get an opportunity, just read my blog. You don't have to read everything. Just read a little bit. It's my name, Shepherd, Shepard, like she's paired, the word entertainment.blogspot.com. And then my website is Shepherd with a hyphen and the word entertainment.com. Research everything. Research your own family. Research your own family name. If there's anyone that actually says, hey, I think I'm MK Ultra, or hey, I think I'm a super soldier, or hey, I have missing time, and you want to speak with me or find out my methodology as to how I unerase myself, I'm more than happy to talk to anyone. I won't answer my phone unless you're in my contacts. So my phone number is on my blog, but I'll also give it here. It's 619-779-9771. I'm also on Facebook. I have two research groups. One is the name of my actual book, which is MK Ultra See Me Now, Agent X11. The other one is MK Ultra Stranger Things, Agent X11. These are research groups. So anybody that wants to research some subjects and then find out the truth, if you're, there were questions on there that said, if you're a Satanist or, you know, you're supporting the Draco reptilian agenda, I'll block you. If you call me and you have a, you're a malcontent and an evil individual and, you're like a BLM Antifa kind of person, don't bother, because I will find out who you are and I will block you. My main, mission is truth and the dissemination of truth, because until we all start researching, we're not going to be availed of what the actual truth is, and we all need to start talking together. They tell you to shut up, that means you need to speak louder.
It does. It absolutely does. So I do want to thank you for coming on today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
And if you want to talk to me again at any time, feel free to set up another session.
All right.
I mean, I talk for days, as you know.
Yes. All right. Thank you once again.
Thank you.